Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in with Dan Buck. And joining us now from Fox News Radio, Jeff Manasso. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Ryan and Dan. Good to be with you guys.
Hey, Jeff.
You know, there was a flurry of news when it came to the Charlie Kirk assassination, then the investigation, the manhunt. And since then, we've seen a court appearance, but it seems like in the last day or two, the information has pretty much slowed down. Has there been anything new in that case?
Well, I mean, we heard from FBI Director Kash Patel as he testified on Capitol Hill this week that the search continues far and wide, doing deep dives into, the alleged killer's digital footprint, who he was talking to, who he was communicating with. There is, the online messaging platform Discord confirmed reports that about 2 hours before Tyler Robinson was taken into custody, that he posted a message to a group of friends and he was chatting with them. All of those people are being investigated. It's over 20 people. And they continue to look at all avenues, including the roommate, who we're told, by the way, has fled for obvious reasons. He's not a suspect at this point, at least we're not told he is. But there are questions that remain about the messages that were released by the prosecutor that they show us a conversation between the two in which Tyler Robinson uses, basically it lays out that he was responsible, kind of like just sharing that, hey, I did this. But he uses language that nobody uses, like vehicle and squad car. He goes on to tell his roommate that my dad has been pretty MAGA. If you're in a relationship with somebody for 2 years, that's something you already know. And so, I don't know. Well, they're looking into it right now. He's in custody without bond on multiple charges that could carry the death penalty. Utah has jurisdiction at this point. And by the way, firing squad is now an option in Utah.
Yeah, it's one of the few states. Yeah. I've heard several people saying that this is not how young people talk. This is not how people write. Let's keep in mind, though, he wasn't the normal 22-year-old. He was extremely bright. At 34 on his ACT, a straight-A student in high school. I mean, he did have great control of the English language. And people say squad car is not a term most of us use. We would usually say a police car, a cop car, something to that effect. But his father was an officer, and that is a term that people in the police force often call it their squad cars for two policemen. Uh-huh. So understand his vernacular came from an upbringing in a, home with a police officer, and he was extremely bright. He didn't write like most kids would. He was, a very, very bright child. So I'm not buying into, that's not his language or that's not how he would write. I don't know why is the reason to bring up questionable that to kind of question whether this was written by law enforcement and not real. Is that why people are bringing it up?
Well, it's just, I don't think law enforcement drew it up. Who knows who drew it up? I mean, this was a conversation between the shooter and his roommate, for whom he was in a relationship with 2 years. And he just uses words that normal people don't use. And so maybe it was, whether or not, I'm not alluding that this was I'm just, as a human being, saying, hey, wait a minute, that's, I think even cops in an interrogation room would be like, hey, wait a minute, that's just, I mean, the use of those words. This is just a small part of the investigation. They're looking to make sure that, that this is a real situation, that his roommate had absolutely nothing to do with it, that they're in fact legitimate here, where he's telling his roommate, hey, I did this. Why did you do it? And he kind of goes to lay it out, because, you know, because of hate and whatever else he said. But it's just all part of the ongoing investigation, just to make sure that they've got the guy, the lone guy. And if there are others involved, they want to make sure. If there are others who knew about this ahead of time, they want to make sure. They want to get to the bottom of it, because this is such a massive event and a massive loss. And we're witnessing the magnitude of this loss and what we're about to see this weekend. I think most of us would love 20 cars in our funeral procession. I mean, this guy's getting the president, he's getting the vice president, he's getting almost the entire cabinet and other influential political figures filling up an NFL football stadium in Phoenix for him, where tens of thousands of people from around the world are going to attend his funeral. And by the way, there's so much demand that it's not just State Farm Stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play. It's adjacent stadiums where they hold concerts and other venues that are going to be featured, filled up as well.
And I certainly hope if you're a Christian that you are putting a wall of prayer around that facility, because if someone wanted to be completely horrific and go after every conservative in the country who's going to be there, this would be a devastating place to have an act of terror. And I just pray, please, if you're a person of faith, pray for the safety of everybody who attends Charlie's funeral on Sunday. Because it worries me. It does worry me, having that amount of people, including the president and the vice president, in that stadium.
The federal law enforcement agencies say they're tracking several threats of unknown credibility. And so the Department of Homeland Security has designated this funeral as a special assessment rating level one. It's a national security event. No fly zones, all that. It's kind of similar to what you see during a Super Bowl, except probably even more hardened in terms of being a target because of the amount of high-profile people there. You've got the president and vice president in the same place. The line of succession in the same place, or many members of the line of succession in the same place. And I can imagine that anybody who's attending, by the way, we are going to be there for complete coverage throughout the weekend and into Monday. It's going to take probably a long time to get in there. And they're doing everything they can to make sure that the venue and the funeral is safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I know that we're going to be airing the coverage from Fox News. I saw Jesse Waters is going to anchor it. And it's going to be, I think, a very important event in American history, even considering what we're going through at this time, being that the president, the vice president, and other people there of very significance. So, Jeff, are you actually going to be in the arena? Are you going to be covering this personally as one of your assignments this weekend?
Yeah, I will. I'll be inside the arena, and I look. I don't know what to expect. I think no matter where you're at on the Charlie Kirk issue, I think this has affected all of us in one way or another, and it's going to be really heavy. The last time I was in that stadium, it was for a Super Bowl. It was for a national security event, and security was tight. But obviously, the parking lot will be transformed into essentially a church parking lot. There's not going to be any flags. It's going to be somber. No barbecues, you know, inside it'll probably be, you know, soft music and sadness, to be quite honest with you. But I will say this, you know, we've talked to people, we've got people on the ground outside TPUSA in Phoenix. And it's just an incredible sight where complete strangers, tens of thousands, over the last couple of weeks, have come in to you know, lay down flowers and notes of remembrance for Charlie, and complete strangers are coming and they're holding hands and they're praying. And you know, we heard Charlie say that, you know, he wanted to be remembered you know, for his faith. And when you see things like that, where people are coming together, don't know each other, and they're praying together, one can only yep. Suggest that he's smiling down. By the way, the dress code on Sunday for the Kirk funeral is Sunday best, red, white, and blue.
Yeah,
I love that. Absolutely stuff. Touching.
we'll look for your reporting over the weekend. I'm sure Fox will do a great job with it.
Thanks, my friends. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks, bud.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.